The Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go ahead to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, but if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask for me for anything, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Christ is risen. Alleluia. I love to start every Sunday of Easter with those words. Christ is risen. Alleluia. And I love to hear them. Do not let your hearts be troubled. That's what Jesus said. Do not let your hearts be troubled. To which we might want to say, easy for you to say, Jesus. This is a cold, harsh world we're living in. Yet the Bible is filled with all kinds of admonitions like, do not be afraid or fear not. Usually those messages came from angels. Do not be afraid. Fear not. But why would anyone say fear not unless there was something dangerous lurking in the shadows or an imminent threat and they're trying to make us aware or warning us to watch out? I mean, why would Jesus say to his disciples, do not let your hearts be troubled, unless he knew there was trouble ahead? Remember, at this particular juncture, Jesus is speaking privately with his disciples. He's speaking to those who are quote-unquote insiders. And he says to them, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Just a few verses later, we didn't hear them read today, but just a few verses later in the same chapter, Jesus will say to his disciples, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Yet it's safe to say that at this point in time, if we were to go back to that moment that Jesus said this, at this time he's surrounded by the insiders, and yet they're still in the dark. They still don't understand what Jesus is saying. or what Jesus is trying to convey to them. Only in hindsight might they have understood it was a warning of what was to come. It's as though Jesus is saying, really bad things are about to happen. What's ahead of me is going to be difficult for you to understand. And it will be painful for you to see. And yet it will unfold before your very eyes. But when these terrible things happen, when your hearts are heavy laden with grief and you're afraid for your own lives, when you're filled with fear, a fear like you've never felt before, don't let your hearts be troubled. Instead, believe in God. Believe in me, Jesus says. Trust God. Trust in God's promises. Later still, Jesus will encourage these disciples to abide or to remain with him and in him, just as he abides and remains in the Father, in God. And Jesus will also try to reassure them by saying that he will not leave them orphaned. He will not leave them alone. That he will come again and he will take them to himself so that where he is, they shall be also. And so he says to his disciples, do not let your hearts be troubled. Still, to be clear, this is one of those times I think we need to remember that Jesus was speaking to the insiders. That is, the ones who had become part of that inner circle. This took place after Jesus had taken the posture of a servant, knelt down at their feet, and washed their feet. And then it came also after Jesus gave them a new commandment, saying just that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also ought to love one another. By this, everyone will know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Actually, the entire discourse comes after these disciples had witnessed the signs that Jesus had done, turning water into wine, healing the royal official's son, healing the man at the pool, feeding the 5,000, walking on water, restoring the sight of a blind man who was born blind, and raising Lazarus from the dead. These words, do not be afraid, do not let your hearts be troubled, were spoken by Jesus to his disciples, even as Jesus knew full well that there was a cross awaiting him in Jerusalem. This comes before Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss, before the soldiers arrested him, before Peter denied ever having known him. It comes before Jesus' trial, crucifixion, death, and burial, before his resurrection, before his ascension. Today's gospel reading comes as Jesus begins this rather lengthy discourse, a farewell address, if you will, and he begins by saying to his disciples, do not let your hearts be troubled. Post-resurrection, after Jesus' ascension, empowered by the promised gift of the Holy Spirit, trusting in God's abiding presence in, with, and among them, these same disciples would continue the work of ministry. They would be boldly proclaiming the good news. They would boldly be serving those in need, healing the sick, binding up the wounded, mending the broken, loving God and one another. And by their witness, by their example, others were drawn in to the very heart of God. And the circle grew ever and ever wider of who's in. Which naturally means that this is also a message for those of us who are part of this faith community. Those of us who are modern-day disciples or followers of Jesus. This is a promise given to and for us. So once again, we hear the words of Jesus, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Trust God, Jesus is saying. Trust God. Abide in God. Remain in God. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Instead, let our hearts grow into God's very own heart. Let it grow with God's love. God's love for the whole world and all of creation. So that the work of ministry can continue through us. Through the lives of those of us who have come to faith and who trust that in Christ we have been made new creations. That just as Christ has been raised from the dead, so we too have been raised to new life. And so today, after having been fed and nourished at the Lord's table, with Hayden's great solo mass and the musicians and organists and the glorious sound of the blended voices and the instruments ringing in our ears as we leave, may we who are in go out. May we who are in go out. May we be sent out into this broken and hurting world, which is hungering for a word of hope. The hope that has come in the Word made flesh, full of grace and truth. The Word who continues to shine in the darkness and illuminate every dark corner in this dark world. Let us go, therefore, with the promised gift of the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. Let us go forth from this place to freely share God's abundant and never-ending love, grace, mercy, and forgiveness. And like those first disciples, even though we won't always know where we're going or how we're going to get there, like them, may we trust fully that God's hand is leading us and guiding us every step along the way. To God be the glory. Amen.